In the name of the one true living God. Amen. Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Every time I read or hear these words, two things happen. I get excited, and I wish that I had been there in Jerusalem amid all the excitement. And then I get sad, imagining what Jesus might have been feeling. I want to be part of the crowd who cheered Jesus on, but I don't want to be a part of the crowd in the Passion reading, where perhaps many of the same people are shouting, "Crucify him." I want to watch the parade go by, but I don't want to stand watch beneath the cross at Calvary. It dawned on me just the other day that while it seems like I've been with you for a good while, in a good way, of course, I have yet to celebrate Palm Sunday with you, Holy Week with you. Last year at this time, we were on lockdown and had not yet been gifted with Zoom. And so the best we could do was provide everyone with a worship bulletin and me record a sermon and hope that many of you would open the bulletin and pray or take time to click on the sermon link and listen. Most churches like us still cannot meet in person, but at least this year we can see each other and be together virtually, though it's not the same. It is not the same celebration that you or I have had in the past, where both choir and parishioners line up out inside, or if the weather was nice, line up outside for the Liturgy of the Palms, making a joyful noise as we shout our hosannas and wave palm branches and then march a bit in the neighborhood and then into church singing "All Glory, Laud, and Honor." Hear the Passion, make Eucharist, and then go to lunch. Still, we've come to the beginning of the week that the church marks as holy. We enter into that week that makes my wistful remembrances almost insignificant compared to the week that Jesus faced. We are invited to remember, even in the midst of our modern dilemmas and pandemics wrought with suffering and death, that this was not an easy week for the Son of God, who would experience his own suffering and death. Many biblical scholars say that there were two marches or parades that day. In the first, the Roman governor Pontius Pilate rode through the front gates of the city of Jerusalem in all of his military splendor. He had fashioned his own parade. No doubt there would have been fine horses, carriages, trumpets blaring, and banners waving in the wind. Rome's troops, hundreds of them, who would have been dressed in their military finest, their helmets, shields, and swords glistening in the sun. Like today's Secret Service, there may have been archers placed strategically on rooftops and guards hidden in passages or cloaked in plain sight to keep the thousands upon thousands of pilgrims who came into Jerusalem in check and to be on the lookout for insurrectionists looking for an opportunity to cause a stir if they dared to. And on the other side of town, another march was beginning. What a difference in presentation. There are no spears or swords or shields, no banners, no fine steeds. What do the crowd see? Jesus riding in on a donkey's colt. To be sure, Jesus had thought about it for a while. He plotted his course and had people and things in place. He would need the colt of a donkey and so sent two of his disciples ahead to secure one. He would do the same for the place where he and his friends would have their last meal. Then there was a large crowd that gathered around him. Many had heard of Jesus, the teacher and healer who was known to have cast out demons and given sight to the blind and raised the dead. Here is David's ancestor, the one who would save them from their oppressors, some thought, though he didn't look the part, arriving on the back of a baby donkey. Still, they celebrated his arrival, spreading their cloaks and palm branches on the dusty road and shouted, "Hosanna! Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." When the parade is over, the folks who yelled, "Hosanna," will soon change their tune. Jesus knows this all too well. He knows. Mark says Jesus went into the temple, looked around, and then left. Strange, wasn't it? Or maybe not. Maybe he needed that last look around, that last smell of burning incense and of burnt offerings to steel himself for what the week would bring, for there would not be another parade like the one at the beginning of the week. There would not be any turning back. And maybe that is what we should do with this day. Steel ourselves and make ourselves as present as we can for the week ahead and for what lies ahead. We often say that Jesus walks with us. This week, let us walk with him. Let us hear Jesus' story as a part of our story, because we know how the story ends. And guess what? It continues to be written.